Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 15th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the History of Trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The first story in the lead section of yesterday's newsletter, Inside the Wild Ride of Will Vickers Caledonia, included a quote from me prominently in the story, as well as mentioning Erica Olson, the former CBOT director, who went on to write the book Zero Sum Game. One of the lost stories from the Caledonia adventure is a lunch they had with me while they were considering investing in the CBOT. It was arranged by their UBS banker, who I was acquainted with and who was an avid reader of JLN. We all had lunch at One North Kitchen, kitty corner to the CME, one afternoon. The story I was told afterwards was that before lunch, the Caledonia guys were going to skip their planned meeting with CBOT CEO Bernie Dan at the CBOT and fly early to New York. However, after meeting with me and hearing me speak passionately about why I thought the CBOT was a good investment despite its many public issues, the Caledonia boys decided to stay in Chicago and take the meeting with Dan. The Caledonia CBOT investment turn on that lunch? Who knows? Caledonia would go on to play a significant role in the CME's acquisition of the CBOT. HuffPost has an evergreen story everyone should read titled, The 9 Passwords Experts Warn You Should Never Use. Unfortunately, I am guilty of too many of these and need to change my password protocols. No, I don't use password as a password or use all caps either. As students head back to school, the summer reading lists disappear from newspapers, but the Wall Street Journal has some advice for college students in a story titled 25 Financial Tips for College Students, with the subheading, A lot of students aren't prepared to manage money on their own. Here's some advice to get them started. A market that has some volatility during and after the COVID-19 pandemic is the price of pets, according to a Bloomberg story titled, Puppies and Rolexes Have Had It Tough Since COVID, with the subheading, Both were highly sought after during lockdowns. Demand hasn't recovered in the post-pandemic economy. I forgot to mention the Rolexes, but then puppies would be a much more interesting market. Prices of pets dropped since people started going back to work, but have since stabilized. I would love to know what the forward curve on puppies looks like. Insider has an ironic story today titled, Tied to the Georgia indictments of Donald Trump and 18 others over election fraud tied to the 2020 election. Rudy Giuliani was among those indicted and was a pioneer in using the RICO statute as a U.S. attorney in New York. That same RICO statute, though the Georgia state version, was used to charge Giuliani. Bloomberg has a story that mixes AI and nuclear weapons titled, Do Oppenheimer's Warnings About Nuclear Weapons Apply to AI? The subheading is, The father of the atomic bomb saw the power of transformative technology, but erred in saying it shouldn't be built. Bloomberg picked up on a sentiment I expressed the other day about gambling in a story titled, Gambling's pervasiveness saps joy from watching sports, with the subheading ESPN's deal for a branded sportsbook further glamorizes betting at the expense of the fan experience. Gary Flagler shared on LinkedIn that Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim was a floor trader at the Mexican stock exchange BMV Bolsa Mexicana de Valores in his youth. Geneva Trading is hiring a new director of IT in Chicago. You can find details for the job with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were: options trading threatens 2023 stock market calm, what you need to know. Burry, famous for Big Short, bought bearish options against S&P NASDAQ 100. And two covered call ETFs, like Better Than QYLD. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The first one is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: America lost a whole lot of millionaires last year. The rich didn't get richer last year. For the first time since 2008, global wealth declined, falling by 2.4% in dollar terms, largely because of whipsawing currency, UBS and Credit Suisse economists said Tuesday. The bank's global wealth report said Americans were hardest hit as stocks and bonds fell in value. That was partly offset by prices of houses and some other assets rising. The result? About 1.7 million U.S. adults are no longer millionaires. Another 17,260 dropped out of the ultra-high net worth category, meaning they are no longer worth $100 million or more. My comment: this is not a story about the record number of suicides in 2022. Here's a story from the Daily Montanan. The headline: judge sides with youth in Montana climate change trial, finds two laws unconstitutional. Judge says failure to consider emissions climate impacts violates state constitution. The state of Montana's failure to consider greenhouse gas emissions from energy and mining projects violates the state constitution because it does not protect Montanans' right to a clean and healthful environment and the state's natural resources from unreasonable depletion, a judge ruled Monday in a victory for 16 youth plaintiffs who sued the state. My comment: who knew clean air and a healthy environment could be a right? Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story Monday was: is David Solomon too big a jerk to run Goldman Sachs? Inside a banking mutiny, from New York Magazine's Intelligencer. Second was a tie between the Wall Street Journal's Can San Francisco Save Itself from the Doom Loop? And the New York Times' Sam Bankman-Fried sent to jail after judge revokes bail. Third was a tie between our Markets Wiki pages for Sam Bankman-Fried and David Solomon. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline: cryptocurrencies tainted by SEC lawsuits are seeing an increase in trading. The impact of the SEC crackdown on crypto appears to be fading for the 19 tokens designated as unregistered securities by the agency when it sued Binance and Coinbase Global Inc. in June, just 2 months after the allegations of illegal security sales erased about $20 billion of combined market value. The 19 cryptocurrencies highlighted are seeing an increase in trading volumes. The token's overall share of trading has increased by about 2 percentage points to around 13%, according to data compiled by researcher CC Data. The next story is from Bloomberg. The headline: Top Gun traders who survived the 1980s are now must-have hires in Japan. Concordia chief says few staff have experienced rate hikes, will rebuild $21 billion portfolio after selling foreign bonds. Japan's interest rates have been grounded for 30 years. No Now, one bank is seeking people with 1980s-era experience akin to aviator Pete Maverick Mitchell to navigate their takeoff. While it may be a stretch to liken regional banking to the dogfighting of Tom Cruise's Top Gun character, that's exactly how Tatsuyu Kataoka describes his bank's challenges in anticipation of borrowing costs finally rising in coming years. And then finally, here's a story from The Telegraph. The headline, "The ruble's collapse could finally bring down Putin. The long-awaited Ukrainian offensive has stalled. Only a small proportion of occupied territory has been reclaimed. Western leaders may soon begin to lose interest in a war that doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And the coup launched by renegade mercenaries appears to have fizzled out. Viewed from the Kremlin, perhaps the war may look like the one Vladimir Putin can endure, even if the possibility of an easy victory has long since passed. But there is one big problem. The ruble is in a free fall. History tells us that a financial collapse can often act as a catalyst for wider political and military implosion. Putin is in far deeper trouble than it might seem." Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.